The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Artificial intelligence is starting to change how cancer is detected, treated and managed, opening new possibilities for patients who are going through treatment. And joining me in the studio to explore what all of this means for the future of oncology is Michael Reff, who's founder of the oncology non-profit organisation Encoda. And I also have Chief Two Pharmacist for Clinical Cancer Services in Ireland, Owen Tabb, with me. And you're both very welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Michael, you're welcome to Ireland. I know it's not your first time to visit the country, but on this particular topic, you're sharing your expertise with cancer care specialists and others in this part of the world. So can you tell us the role that AI is playing in this area? What is it changing right now?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually, Claire. And thank you for the opportunity to be with you this morning. We brought Owen in to really hammer home the AI technologies that are coming forward. But the Congress that we have today and tomorrow is going to bring 206 people that have registered for the Congress to share best practices in the field of oncology.
So where is it really making the difference? Is it in detection or treatment or in the care of the patients?
Yeah, it's in both, actually. And there's a tremendous amount of innovation, especially in the AI field, that's going to help the healthcare providers with diagnosis and treatment for cancer.
A lot of when we have developments in this area, it comes down to equity, doesn't it?
Yes.
Is every patient in every part of the world going to see the benefits of that? Is that something that you and your organization are concerned with?
Yeah, 100%. Yes, because there is a tremendous amount of diversity in the access to care. And we are all about trying to help the cancer patients. We consider ourselves a catalyst for collaboration. And that's one of the main reasons why I decided to have this Congress in Dublin, so that we could bring 10 countries together to share best practices, but more importantly, to develop relationships so that when they go back to their home countries and to their own practices here in Ireland or in Japan or Brazil or other countries where we have membership at the Congress, that they can keep connected and sharing of best practices.
Okay, so Owen, to bring you in then on AI, I think people might be a little nervous when they hear that AI is being used in their healthcare. But when it comes to cancer care, what difference is it making?
Yeah, I suppose AI is such a big buzzy word at the moment. And, you know, when everybody kind of thinks of it, you're thinking of ChatGPT, you're thinking of Google Gemini, you're thinking asking a question. So let's say in a context like cancer care, that, you know, you have breast cancer, what should I do? Asking this chatbot to give you an answer. But, you know, these models which have been produced and are being implemented on a global scale means that you're actually getting data or information from real world data from trials and from patients across the globe, and you're able to get all that information, and it's able to synthesize that information, gather that information, and output a result or a recommendation then to your oncologist. Where it's been used massively already is in the field of radiology, so looking at scans, so detecting if a cancer has been present. So, you know, for example, take that kind of breast cancer analogy, whereby, you know, millions of images have been input into a model, and they are saying whether that is detected for breast cancer or has not been detected for breast cancer. So then when you put in your new image, then it's referencing all of those images then, and then it's coming along and saying there's a 99.99% chance that this is breast cancer, or maybe there's, you know, a lower probability that it's breast cancer. So it's kind of streamlining or optimizing that workflow for radiology.
And so it's learning from precedent then.
Yes,
is that really
exactly
what's happening?
Yeah, from what has been there in the past. And it's not trying to generate something new, which is what I suppose those kind of new chatbots are trying to do. They're producing new data information. They're kind of looking at huge amounts of information that have been gathered elsewhere and synthesizing that and referencing that, like, huge amount of data.
So is it your belief and understanding that AI is making treatment plans and detection better for patients and clinicians, or do you have concerns around it?
I do have concerns about it. There's, you know, I suppose there's bias that can be in any data that is there. You know, if you put in data from a white cohort patient, you know, of patients in from a certain country, and that AI is trained solely on that data, then, you know, if you have a patient from a different ethnicity, and that, you know, they mightn't handle the drugs as well, and you're being trained off that. There is the chance that there mm-hmm. could be some sort of like bias or implemented there. But you know, it's about governance. It's about those considerations, taking in the safety nets that we already do in our current day practice, and implementing those in the context of AI in an Irish healthcare.
Yeah, it's
setting.
Like capturing a runaway train, isn't it, Michael?
It is,
and
yeah.
trying to put the safeguards in place to make sure that everybody is well looked after here, because this is moving very quickly.
Yeah, it's almost like you have to accept the speed in which we're traveling,
mm-hmm.
but there's guardrails. As Owen mentioned, you have to understand that the data input and the data output may make some variances. And that's why I think it's to go cautiously, but knowing that AI is here and that it will be adapted, but we have to do it in a very judicious way.
Okay, so are you mostly concerned then around those safeguards when it comes to detection, or does this also relate to the treatment?
Any facet when it comes to oncology care, any facet, not just detection, but also, like you mentioned, the diversity and also treatment algorithms and regimens. There's a lot of data that's being piled through. And mm-hmm. we have experts. As you know, that's a very hot topic within oncology.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're at the infancy of this. Like, we're at the infancy of technology adoption, regardless of AI in Ireland. You know, we're still utilising paper records for the majority of our cases. But we have a huge opportunity now to, you know, bring forward AI and control the development and the implementation of that in Ireland at the moment, you know, and learn from our colleagues which have, you know, brought it in these countries. And that's why this ENCODA Congress is a great opportunity to learn from our colleagues elsewhere and have.
But
those
if we're using paper records, we're a long way off, aren't we?
We are a long way off, yeah. Yeah.
But Claire, I think this is an important point. Owen, maybe talk a little bit about the Congress and the fact who's on your panel and the sharing of best practices.
Yeah, so
the diversity.
Yeah, so we have, I'm moderating a discussion on AI at this Congress now, and we have three great panelists on. So we have Dr. Douglas Flora, and he's from St. Elizabeth Healthcare in the US. We have Bastian, he's a pharmacist working in the NHS. And we have Aaron Hannon, so he's after doing a startup, and he's based in Dublin mm-hmm. as well, but he's brought in. But it's getting those shared learnings from those mm-hmm. seeing what's gone wrong okay. and how we can learn from those, you know.
There was another thing I was going to ask you about in your own stats on this conference. Ireland having the second highest rate of new cancer diagnoses in the EU, cases then projected to grow by 47% up to 2040, Owen. That's the second highest increase predicted in Europe. Are we good at detecting cancer, or are we bad at avoiding getting cancer? What's going on?
Sorry, could you give me those stats again?
So we're the second highest rate of new cancer diagnoses in the EU currently.
Yeah.
And our growth rate is predicted to be at 47%, the second highest increase in Europe.
Yeah, I think we have great screening programs here in Ireland that we've implemented, and as a result, we're very good at detecting cancers. It's not, I don't think we have a higher rate of cancers mm-hmm. than we do internationally. But what that does bring on is capacity challenges. So getting those patients to be able to start treatments on time, so when they get that diagnosis, that whether it be surgery, radiotherapy, or chemotherapy treatments, that, you know, that they get those on time. So, you know, it's building those, forecasting ourselves to be able to meet those capacity challenges as well. And that's where AI could come in as well, you know. There's opportunities there to kind of work smarter with how we're doing things. So say if you're coming in for a treatment and I know that you come in every 3 weeks and that you get your treatment and you're in and out of that chair in 30 minutes, let's mm-hmm. say, then there's a smarter way for you to be booked into that slot and kind of, you know, get more patient throughput.
Okay, we have to leave it there, but I want to thank you both for coming in. Michael Reff from ENCODA and Owen Tabb, who's the Chief Two Pharmacist for Clinical Cancer Services in Ireland. And the best of luck with your event today and tomorrow.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.